USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the southern U.S. border have been admitted into the United States. Not knowing the exact number, he guesstimated 10 to 12,000. An Amtrak passenger train carrying roughly 150 people derailed in Montana. At least three souls were killed while others were injured. The train was traveling westbound from Chicago to Washington State on Saturday when it derailed near Joplin, Montana in the north-central part of the state. It reportedly included two locomotives and 10 cars as eight of them derailed. A California restaurant has banned under 18-year-olds unless they're accompanied by an adult because of theft and disrespecting employees. Red Rooster Burgers and Brew, which is located in Garden Valley, about an hour's drive northeast of Sacramento, announced the decision in a recent Facebook post, saying it had tolerated the juvenile behavior for 2 years. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The House will vote on Thursday on the Senate-passed partisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original planned vote for Monday. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Three major bills expected to come to the House floor this week, including the $1 trillion infrastructure package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it will pass this week.
We're going to pass the bill this week. I promised that we would bring the bill to the floor. That was according to the language that those who wanted this to be brought to the floor tomorrow wrote into the rule. We will bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week, she says the social spending package of $3.5 trillion is likely to be less than that because of some opposition from Democratic lawmakers. The other bill is funding to prevent a government shutdown.
A wild finish on Sunday Night Football last night. The Packers came back to beat the 49ers 30-28. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the FBI continues to search for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the homicide of Gabby Petito, bounty hunter Dwayne the Dog Chapman is on the lookout for Brian. He tells Fox News what he knows.
We were notified by a couple family members, and our fans just kept social media us to no end. Please, Dog, please, since you're in the area, will you check it out? So once Francie and I started reading about the case and seeing what was going on, we're in Colorado. So the couple had passed through Colorado, so that got our attention right away. So, yes, we're down there. I went to the father's house to talk to the dad, and he wouldn't answer the door. Well, we have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at. I'd like all the Christians out there to start praying. One thing we haven't asked for is prayer. Now it's time for prayer. These Christians get together. Please pray that God will lead me through the wilderness right up to him, and I'll be able to bring him in alive.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.